From UA Little Rock Public Radio, this is The Art Scene. I'm Daniel Breen. For more than 50 years, the Arkansas Arts Council has been elevating creators in the natural state through grants, education, and public outreach. And to this day, the council's 8-member team hasn't stopped. Today we hear from the council's director, Patrick Ralston, and two of the most valuable members of his team. Sherry LaFew manages special events and projects, and Drika Morning coordinates the Arts in Education program. We started with what the council's mission is and how they're adapting to a changing artistic landscape.
The Arts Council was created in 1966 when Congress created the National Endowment for the Arts and the National Endowment for the Humanities. The arts portion of that federal law provided a pathway for funding to United States territories that had a state arts agency. And so we were created by a governor's proclamation to accept those funds. And we have basically been in business ever since. We're housed within the what became the Department of Arkansas Heritage and now the Department of Parks, Heritage, and Tourism.
A good way to describe the Arkansas Arts Council in a nutshell is that we provide financial and technical assistance to artists and arts organizations around the state.
And we were talking a little bit before the show, but I'm just curious about y'all's individual backgrounds, how you got into arts in general and how you got into
You know, I have kind of a schizophrenic career. Started out, I majored in history at UCA, worked in museums for a few years, went to grad school, fell into working with the Arkansas legislature on their staff, wound up doing two or three tours of duty there, and somewhere in between I worked many years with the Department of Arkansas Heritage and Historic Preservation. I'm a lifelong photographer, so stand up for artists and help them and promote the creative economy, I jumped at the chance.
I have a theater arts degree, but my skill set is really in organization and planning, which makes it good for special events.
Long story long, I am a spoken word artist by nature. I started doing poetry in sixth grade. My teacher, she would allow us to enter into these online competitions for poetry, and we would win. And I used to be so excited until I realized it was just a way to get money. But it made me feel so good, and I just really kept doing poetry until ninth grade. I started performing, and I actually spearheaded the Poetry Out Loud school level competition in high school, and it just really grew my love for poetry. So my background is in teaching poetry and creative writing as a way to address mental health and behavior modification. But I graduated from UCA with a degree in insurance and risk management, strangely enough. But I've always been passionate about the arts. At UCA, I had an organization called Bear Arts, which was literally dedicated to giving artists a consistent platform to, you know, showcase their talents, you know, for visual and performing artists. And one of my biggest things was always trying to teach them how to monetize their talent, because a lot of times artists believe that you can't make a living doing what you love. So that was always a passion of mine. So that's how I got my start into the arts. It started with poetry, and then it just evolved into using it as a way to work with youth and adults, because they say writing is the cheapest form of therapy, but also at the same time showing people how to, you know, enjoy their life doing what they love.
So when you're talking about essentially, like you said, monetizing art and trying to make a living off of it, I would imagine the Arts Council and similar organizations play a big role in that. I'm just wondering what is the process for, let's say I'm an artist or a writer and I would like to make a living off of it. Do I reach out to the Arts Council? Do I have to, I don't want to say prove my worth, but do I have to have like a resume? Do I have to have had an exhibit in a museum or something beforehand?
Well, we try to support artists in a number of ways. Number one, we provide a lot of technical assistance in terms of we provide workshops. We're really focusing on kind of professional development for artists. That includes grant writing, which is a very popular program that we do through our Get Smart workshop program. But we also provide training support. We bring in speakers to facilitate workshops on screenwriting, business plan development. We had one a couple of weeks ago on copyright and intellectual property protections, which was very popular. It was conducted by faculty and students from the Bowen School here at UA Little Rock. And we are continuing to develop those programs and conduct them both here in Little Rock and also are beginning to do them around the state. We've done poetry and writing programs in places like Star City. We're going into rural areas. We're going to Northwest Arkansas soon this spring to conduct a series up there. We're trying to serve statewide artists, providing them with information beyond. We're not teaching anybody how to paint. We're not teaching anybody how to sing or perform. We're teaching them skills. We're trying to bring them information on skills that help them make a living, even if it's just a part-time living, but to derive an income or satisfaction from their art, and you know, to support it as seriously as they are serious about their art.
Like you said, with the focus on rural Arkansas, I think at least in the South, or maybe at least just in Arkansas, we kind of equate arts and especially music with the rural part of the state, but it has to be sort of a higher barrier of entry for artists and musicians out there. I'm just wondering what how your approach differs for trying to ensure that art and music and all of that is thriving in rural communities, or if you're trying to grow that in a rural community that doesn't exist.
Well, that is probably one of the top challenges to my colleagues and myself in state arts agencies is how do we take what the arts and culture access that we can naturally develop in urban areas and extend that to rural areas. And it doesn't follow the same model because when you don't have concentrations of population, you have to look at ways to bring the services to people over large areas. And that is it's a huge challenge. There are organizations out there that we partner with that are able to cover a large amount of ground. And, you know, we're a small agency. We're an 8-person staff. You know, our budget is limited. Without our partners out there, I mean, everything we do is about relationships and helping organizations around the state serve their communities, whether they're rural or whether they're urban. And it's a challenge as to how to bring those services to cultivate, to help an artist who is in Eudora or is in Phillips County and in Helena, to give them the same kind of support that you get when you're in Little Rock or Texarkana or Fort Smith.
When I'm thinking about what the Arkansas Arts Council does, it seems maybe we have kind of a good representation here. We have special events and projects, education, and then giving out grants. Is that fair to say? Or I mean, I don't mean to diminish the work you guys do. I'm just trying to see what the sort of what the building blocks are of the organization.
Those are the big three that we do. Yes.
I guess I would ask then, what's sort of the harmony between the three?
Well, I can tell you that grants are one of the primary ways that we help people. We give out about $1.5 million in grants every year, and those range from general operating support for arts organizations, we have collaborative project support, which is for arts organizations that team up with non-arts or community organizations to conduct specific projects. That's really where we do a lot of our innovation. We get to see people come in with new, usually one-off projects that they put together in partnership with other organizations in their community to deliver the arts to their constituents. And then We also have, and Drinka can talk more about these arts and education grants, which provide support for artist residencies in schools. We have grants for individual artists. We have the Sally A. Williams Grant, which is a grant for artists who are seeking to it's a professional development grant, basically. It's named for our late Sally A. Williams, who was the artist services manager at the Arts Council for over 20 years. And it provides assistance for artists who are seeking instruction or education, professional development to further their craft. We also have our annual fellowships, 9 fellowships, $4,000 each, that are presented in 3 disciplines. And we'll be opening those up here shortly to for application. But Drinka, as I said, can talk about the arts and education, because that is, I've always said that if, we have all these programs as areas of interest, but arts and education is really the hill that we die on. It's the one that, without arts and education, all of the other areas that we work in fall short.
So the great thing about the Arkansas Arts Council, we are a funding source for organizations to be able to get financial assistance to bring in artists. So we didn't mention earlier, but we have a roster, the AIE roster, where artists apply, and basically they have to prove how they are able to implement the core standards with their art to bring it to students. So with the roster, we have qualified people listed on our website where organizations, schools, they can go and find an artist to bring them in to teach art in the classroom. So we have many grants for a variety of things that people offer. So we have the AIE residency program where, again, they can get organizations can get money to help bring in artists. So we have one for summer school, one for after school, and the in-school residency as well. So that's something I'm really, 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 really proud about, because again, artists, it's a great job, and art saves lives. So being able to implement it into the school is such a beautiful thing, because a lot of times teachers, they can't do it because they have to follow a set curriculum and they're not able to implement the arts, but we provide that for the schools and organizations.
Well, yeah, I did want to ask, do you feel that that program is sort of filling a void that, as you see it in public education now? Or
I do believe it fills a void, again, because teachers have to stick to this certain curriculum. So being able to bring someone from the outside who can be, you know, more flexible is very helpful. And because we help with the funding, it's easier to bring artists in, because, of course, artists who are doing this for a living, they need to get paid to survive and do what it is that they love. So we come in and we're able to help pay for that service.
I did just want to ask, and I guess really this can be extended to each of the things that you all are involved in. What are you looking for specifically for someone to be involved in the arts and education program? Who are you looking for award winners? Who are you looking for grant recipients? Just what is the... what's the ideal Arkansas artist that comes to you and says, I would like to get a grant from you. I would like to teach. I would like to win an award.
So as far as the AIE roster goes, the ideal artist that I look for is someone who, first and foremost, can implement art into the curriculum that they already have to learn. Someone who's fun and high energy, because working with students, it's easy to lose their attention. So someone who is fun, who knows how to provide that balance in the classroom to where the kids are interested and they love what it is that they are actually participating in so much that they don't even realize they're learning. So in my past, when I used to go into the classroom to work with students, and when I introduced poetry to them, a lot of them meet me with resistance, like, poetry. But then we start to do it, and they get to create their own pieces, and it's just like, oh, man, I really like this. And they don't even realize, okay, I'm teaching you all about figurative language, creative writing, how to express yourself. So just being able to do that and seeing that breakthrough, it's a beautiful thing. So I always want to bring in the kind of artist who can provide that great energy in the classroom, who knows how to make art and the core standards commingle, and yeah, just make it fun for the students.
As far as events in the arts, one of the programs we offer is the annual Governor's Arts Awards ceremony, and it's a way for us to recognize individuals and businesses around the state who've made significant contributions to the arts. And there are 8 different categories, and we do an award ceremony each spring.
And I hear that you all just announced them. If you could tell us a little bit about the selection process. You mentioned there the specific categories, so I would imagine there's a specific criteria for each one, probably.
Yeah, we accept nominations from people all over the state, and then a panel reviews the nominations, a selection committee, and then selects recipients in 8 different categories. There's arts community development, arts and education, corporate sponsorship, the Folklife Award, individual artist, patron, and lifetime achievement. And there's a full listing on our website. And today is an exciting day, as you said, because the 2020 recipients have been announced. And if you go to arkansasarts.org, you can look at who those people are, or on the Arkansas Arts Council Facebook page.
So, Sherry, you must have a fun job because you just get to tell people good news all the time, to tell them they've won the award.
That's true. I do. And I also like to send checks to artists. That's one of my favorite things.
Sounds fun.
That's pretty nice. If you're just joining us, our guests are Patrick Ralston, director of the Arkansas Arts Council, Sherry LaFew, the council's special events and project manager, and Drika Morning, coordinator of the council's arts and education program. What have you all heard, I guess, from people who've been involved in the Arts Council, who maybe have won an award or received a grant or had a teaching fellowship? Have there been any notable cases of anyone who's been super grateful for it, or maybe who's been launched into art stardom?
You know, I think that the excitement of being recognized by your community, by your peers, is really one of the most gratifying things that I experience here when we do things. You know, we have certainly the Governor's Arts Awards is something I often refer to as the high holy day of the arts calendar for us. But we also have the Arkansas Living Treasure Award, which recognizes really masters of traditional craft in Arkansas. And, you know, it's always terrific to see people who have developed a lifelong body of work being recognized, not just by their peers, you know, or academics or other artists, but actually having their community roll out for them. I'll tell you, one of the best examples I've seen recently, it was our current, our 2019 Arkansas Living Treasure Award recipient was Long Hua Xu, who is, of course, a Chinese national who has lived in Hot Springs, Arkansas for over 35 years, wood carver, sculptor, multifaceted artist, and he received the award this year, and the community of Hot Springs, the support that they showed for Long Hua was just amazing, and it just kind of shows you how artists are very often artists are so well known and so supported in their communities. It's for us to be able to bring that attention to them is for me, it's one of the best parts of my job.
Part of the job is bringing people that are already well-known in their individual communities sort of to a statewide and even maybe a nationwide audience. I'm just wondering how what the process is like of sort of ensuring equity in the artists that you do target for support, that you do. Are you looking for people who might not have had very many opportunities for advancement like this, or the people who you feel are best at their craft or what they do?
We're trying to, you know, the principles of inclusion and equity are a part of the larger discussion in the art world right now. And certainly in Arkansas, one of the things that we're doing and the partnerships that we're building are trying to target communities that potentially have in the past been outside of what we think of as the art world. You know, certainly just because you're well known does not mean that you are the only artist in a community. What we've learned is, and certainly it's something that I have tried to continue to emphasize, is reaching out to communities, whether it's different disciplines, different communities in terms of, you know, of ethnic differences, of racial differences, different cultures, trying to take people out of these silos and bring them into what I like to think of as the Arkansas arts portfolio. And, you know, we continue to have, I have revelations every week about who's doing art, who's doing poetry, who's doing dance, what is music? And we have, you know, my views on that have changed as we have brought more communities in and expanded our conversation. We networking with new artist populations is really a big part of something that I want to push. And certainly it's an emphasis that our staff, Drika, I'm working with her on some more activities for this year, but that's something I certainly want to build.
And I think a big part of the outreach that y'all do are the programs like the arts and education exhibitions that y'all do. Drika and Cherry, I want to ask you both about certain things that y'all are involved in, specifically the Small Works on Paper exhibition and the Poetry Out Loud competition.
Well, I did want to tell you about our Arkansas Artists Registry. It's an online gallery open to all Arkansas artists, and we have the works of over 800 Arkansas artists on there now. Each artist gets their own page. And it's really a great opportunity for artists, and especially those rural artists you mentioned, because it gives them an online platform to let people, well, nationally and in the state, who might want to contact them for a commission. It's a great opportunity for that. But out of that program, Small Works on Paper, our touring art exhibition, was born. And it's a traveling art exhibition. You might see photographs, paintings, collage work, and it travels to up to 10 locations around the state every year. And we'll be opening up the 2020 exhibition on January 9th at the Mosaic Templars Cultural Center in Little Rock. There's going to be a reception from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m., and that's free and open to everyone. And you'd get a chance to see 39 framed pieces by 35 artists. And we hope everyone comes out for that. We're really excited about it.
So one of the biggest projects I'm working on currently is Poetry Out Loud. And Poetry Out Loud is a national recitation competition for high school students. So with the National Endowment for the Arts, they have put this program out to help encourage the study of poetry in the classroom. So with Poetry Out Loud, there's three parts to it. There's a school-wide competition where students will take a poem from the online anthology. And these poems come from great people like Maya Angelou, Langston Hughes. They'll take a poem from one of those collections. They'll commit it to memory and perform it. So starting at the school level, the students will compete against each other, and whoever wins from the school-wide competition will go on to the statewide competition, which is what I am organizing currently, and it will be held on March 14th at the Ron Robinson Theater at 10 a.m., and it's a free event, so we encourage everyone to come out and support these high school students that's coming across, coming from different places across Arkansas. Currently, we have increased the participation dramatically, so I'm super excited about that, and I am still accepting more schools. So if any high school is wanting to participate and can help hold a competition before February 17th, I will gladly add you to the lineup. So after, with the statewide competition, whoever wins at the statewide competition, that student will receive $200 for themselves and $500 for their school's library. The runner-up will receive $100 and then $200 for the school's library. And again, the first place winner will win a trip. Well, basically, they'll win a trip to Washington, D.C. with a chaperone to compete in nationals. And nationals will be held in Washington, D.C. in April. And at that competition, first place is actually $20,000. Second place is $10,000, third place is $5,000, and fourth through 12th is $1,000. So I'm super excited about that because not only does poetry really help students increase, I feel, their communication and comprehension skills, but this is a chance for students to have fun, to get on stage and improve their oral communication skills. And who doesn't love money? So this is a chance to win money. Students, you can win money. Join us.
Cannot stress that enough.
Yeah. I cannot put more emphasis on it. Imagine $20,000. What would a student do with $20,000?
We're Americans. Yeah. We monetize everything.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, so Poetry Out Loud, I'm really excited about it. Again, it's March 14th. It's for high school students. But if you visit poetryoutloud.org, there is a curriculum that teachers can implement into their classroom, even if they don't plan to participate. But it's a great program overall, and we're just continuing to grow it, especially in the state of Arkansas.
Since you mentioned Arkansas, I did want to ask what Arkansas means to you all in the context of how you all maybe fell in love with the arts or what you see as Arkansas's place in the world of art.
So in Arkansas, I believe we have some of the most talented people. The only thing with Arkansas is we're a retirement state. So our culture of supporting the arts is not as big, but literally we have some of the most talented individuals here. And I always say this, that art has the power to save lives. So I've encountered so many artists in my life who've made that statement. And I think that is the same for me. Like, I really don't know where I would be had I not found my voice through poetry. I got to publish my first book this year, my first collection of poems, 17 Mirrors. And in that book, I just got to say everything that I wanted to say, and it was so therapeutic. So being here in Arkansas, you know, this is where I was born and raised. My mama, she, the first time a poem came to me, she encouraged me to do it at church, and I was so scared. But the support I got from her in the church and everybody afterwards, it just made me want to keep going. So I'm so thankful to have been here in a space and to have been in Arkansas, to have been encouraged to keep pursuing it and to use my voice, because again, I really don't know where I would be without the arts. So Arkansas, we're a growing place. Again, we have so many talented artists, and that's why I'm so passionate about helping bring notoriety to the artists here, because they have something to say. And with art, I believe art is an expression of a collection of things that we've experienced, been through, and have overcame. So it is always my thoughts that your story is not yours to keep to yourself. So if you've been able to deal with something and you've been able to express it through the arts, I think it's your duty to share it with the world, because you never know whose life you could help just by talking about or showing a picture of things that you've experienced in your own life.
That was Dreka Morning, Arts and Education Program Coordinator for the Arkansas Arts Council. She spoke alongside the council's director, Patrick Ralston, and special events and project manager, Sherry Lefew.
And that concludes the program for this week. Please join us next weekend at the same time. I'm Ann Nicholson. Thank you for listening.
The Art Scene is a presentation of UA Little Rock Public Radio.